Breakfast puppies, dinner puppies, lunch puppies. Ain't no thing. I'll dust all them puppies because I'm Jebediah. I'm the farmer over here. I got all your dusting puppy needs.
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Okay, Jacob, what the hell am I drinking right now?
What you are drinking is a concoction. It is.
Indeed.
You're drinking a
concoction.
It's
a liquid. It's in a cup.
There's stuff in there.
It is a poor man's riff on a summer beverage that I don't remember the name of that normally involves muddled lime, muddled cucumber, tonic, and rum. Or soda and rum.
Jacob, what am I drinking?
What you are drinking is Appleton Estate rum.
Oh, I'm just drinking rum. Yeah, yeah. Cool.
You're
cool.
Drinking just rum.
That's right.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a nice summertime cooler that I kind of like in the fall.
This is a very delightful sipping beverage. It is significantly weaker than what we were drinking last time here on Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
We did
Tales from the Loop Part 1. Tonight we're doing Part 2, and hopefully we will sound a bit more coherent.
What?
Fucking Jacob.
As usual, I am NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
Poppy Beaujolais.
And back with us again.
Navita.
And as mentioned a few minutes ago, we're doing Tales from the Loop, our actual play recordings. These are going to be a little bit more free form than our usual recordings. Low on the editing, so probably high on the goofiness. It's going to be exciting. we've been trying to schedule this one for a while, and everything has kept falling through. I think half of us, if not all of us, have been sick.
Yeah.
It's October has not been a month conducive to happy scheduling.
But if I can say really quick, happy almost 1 year anniversary to you too.
Happy almost 1 year anniversary
to you.
That is true. Thank
you. Oh yeah, we got married.
We got married on Halloween last year. Yeah. Yep. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Everybody at this table was there?
Yeah. It was rad.
I think I was wearing this shirt, actually. It's my basic witch shirt.
Nice.
Excellent. Well, speaking of basic witches, we're looking here in 1986.
Woo-woo.
The 1980s that never was, taking place in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And our own fictionalized version of the town, picking up where we left off real quick. Let's introduce the characters. Who wants to go first?
I am the good Dr. Xander Gerrymander is Yeth. Sorry.
Yeth.
Yes, you are.
Seth, yes. Oh, sorry. Seth Yastrzemski, the weirdo.
The weird kid.
The weirdo who is the son of the mayor of Klamath Falls.
Mm-hmm. And next.
This is Just Jacob. I am Ryan Tupper, the kid from the semi-broken home.
And you are the...
Jock.
I'm Navita, and I'm playing Zip, the lead singer and bass player for...
No, no, we have a band name.
We do.
Yeah, we decided on Catch a Tiger by Its
Nope.
Toe.
Nope.
Okay. Anyway.
No, we did not.
Playing
absolutely
the rocker.
Not.
And finally,
I am Poppy Beaujolais, and I am playing Winifred Hamilton, and I am the computer geek, and my parents are extremely wealthy and have a bit of a checkered past.
Can I go over the band names I had?
Oh, God.
Sure.
This is going to be
off the
a
top?
Running theme here.
Yes.
Sputnik and the Orbitals.
Yeah. Not bad. Okay.
I also have Krakow Chaos.
I'm detecting a theme
all
here.
K's.
All K's. ICBM, International Crisis Bombing Machine.
Oh, God.
And MK Ultraviolence.
Oh, wow.
Yikes. Wow.
I could actually go for that one. Yeah.
Yes.
I could.
MK Ultraviolet?
Yeah. Yes. Are you like the only one in our group who's seen that movie?
And I Broke Jacob.
Personally.
Already? Wow.
Nailed Those it. Are much better than mine.
Yeah, we'll no, just that, say that. That doesn't count as a break. I was able to recover quickly.
Well, when we last left off, your group had just finished out the day. It was Friday, December 19th. The week before Christmas break, Christmas break has just begun.
Mm-hmm.
Your group has left school. You have pedaled or marched or Ubered or lifted over to your group hangout, which is what?
The cabin in the woods.
You've gone to the cabin. I've spread out a map while Seth has been going over a search and rescue pattern to coordinate your group. Finding his missing dog.
McNamara. Mm-hmm.
McNamara, that's right.
Now, there were some other bits and hints that we picked up last time. Just to go over them, you do know that there are some animals going missing in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the ones that were mentioned so far are McNamara. One of the three Vs had a horse go missing.
The dressage horse.
That fake word.
It's totally real.
My favorite thing was after I told you what that was, you said, fuck you. And fuck you for knowing that.
The cat of your
aunts
has gone missing. But Captain also, they're... As a completely side story, Winifred, you have a little friend named Alice.
Yes.
Who
yes.
swears up and down that she saw Sheila, Queen of the Spiders, hanging out near the hunting lodges.
Mm-hmm, And I had to go prove to her that I killed the spider. But really what I did was like stick my fencing sword into something gross. And then I was like, I killed it. It's fine.
You rolled around in some muck and was like, ta-da.
Ta-da, spider's dead.
Well, kids, what's the plan? You have actually managed to leave school early today because it's the day before the holiday. They generally let out school usually around like 1 or 2. So each of you, you've got a few more hours before you were probably all, or at least many of you, expected to make an appearance at the tree lighting ceremony this evening for the town.
Housekeeping rules wise, I had a condition.
Mm-hmm.
It was the night before this. When do conditions go away?
The condition would have gone away by now. Yes. Okay.
Very good.
Upset, I believe it was. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Because you had that big fight with your family.
And with your cousin.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. She just wasn't responding.
And
yeah.
Winifred. Very much. And Winifred and Ryan had that moment outside the cabin. Yeah.
You call me Fred.
I call you Fred.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is cute.
So we have a coordinated search pattern, I believe, is what I'm trying to go and make you all do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the not stolen sheriff Speaky Squeakies.
The Speaky Squeakies,
Thank
right.
you for remembering.
Yes.
Which I have.
I was just waiting to call one of you.
Right.
Which Winifred has gone and made to a special channel.
Yes.
Oh, so I did want to follow up on that.
Okay.
You did succeed at the task at hand.
She had 6 successes. Yes, she did.
3 successes. 3 sixes.
Yeah.
It was 3 sixes and like 2 twos.
It was like 1,200.
But I remember.
Oh, those strange language coming through.
Yeah. So I re-listened to it just to make sure. And I noticed that I did not confirm that you did indeed succeed at the task at hand, which was setting up a secure Speaky Squeaky channel for all of you to talk on.
Yes.
Correct.
But as an added consequence, you also found another secure channel.
Right.
With a non-American language. That was very powerful signal coming from somewhere nearby.
And it wasn't something any of us recognized.
It was not
language.
Well, it was not English and it was not Russian.
Okay. Or Polish.
And it was not any kind of native tongue.
Yeah. Right. I was merely going to go. It wasn't Slavic. I think
it sounded European in some way.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Swedish?
Swedish?
So this is a language that none of us at this cabin can possibly recognize?
Ah, so you actually can try using your skills.
Okay, good. What do I have?
Skills and abilities let you do things like this. So in Tales from the Loop, it's very open-ended. In fact, like, you can make rolls to, I understand what they're saying kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It encourages you to get creative with the things that are written down in your sheet. So
I have investigate. These,
I think, is that there a comprehend? Maybe?
Comprehend.
There is a comprehend. Mm-hmm.
I've got a plus two on comprehend.
There we go.
And one of my pride is I can solve any problem. My drive is I like puzzles. So I think with my plus two,
OP.
Anybody got more than a plus two comprehend?
No, I just have investigate, but I don't think it's going to work.
I'll roll.
Well, let's see. Let's go over real quick the rolling rules here, because we rolling rules.
I also We've have been, my giant computer, which might be helpful.
A little bit away from the table, so I want to make sure we're doing it right. When you roll the dice, you're going to assemble a dice pool consisting of your base characteristic plus the associated skill.
What?
So comprehend is based on mind. So your base dice pool is going to consist of mind.
Okay, mind is two.
And do you have any in comprehend?
Yes, I have a plus two in comprehend.
That would give you four dice. Does anybody else have comprehend in mind?
Okay. No.
My mind is five.
Okay.
So your base is still going to be higher?
Higher than hers.
Okay. let me make sure there's, again, I keep going back and forth between Free League games in my spare time here, so I can't remember which one does which.
Right?
Yeah.
So many.
After defenses. He rolls, I have some. Gotcha. I have a question.
I just want to see if there's a helping. There helping is. Each other. Yes. When you help someone, you describe what you do, and then your friend gets one extra die. A kid may never get help from more than one of her friends for a single dice roll.
So I think it would make sense, Winifred, if you were to go to help me on this, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because that would give me six die.
Yeah.
But just describe how you help me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So we're listening to the radio.
Again, keep in mind, too, that NBC said this sounds vaguely European.
Right.
With me being one generation removed.
Right. So I think what would happen would be you would listen, maybe listen as closely as you can and just try to replicate what you're hearing. Okay. And I'm going to then sort of phonetically type it out to the best of my ability into my computer database and see if it has any hits on any of my sort of dictionary, thesaurus, sort of anything I have preloaded into my computer. That. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get that rolling. Now that should be your five dice and plus one bonus one.
That is two successes.
Two successes.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Here's what I will give you that you learn from this. It's still not going to be enough to know exactly what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you, first off, you pick up that it is indeed Swedish.
Okay.
And you also pick up the structure of it. The structure is given in almost a... Well, it basically comes across as if someone... Or there's two different people talking on this channel, mm-hmm. Both men, but both male voices. And they are giving what sounds to be some kind of technical readout or feedback. Things are coming in. There's like a statement that is a sentence followed by what is clearly sets of numbers. And then another statement, and then a set of numbers.
Okay.
Then there's a yes, there's a confirmation, or there's a no, and then there's a statement and a set of numbers, as if they're giving readings and confirming something, but you're not quite sure what.
So what I'm wondering is, can Ryan roll mind plus empathize to get the emotional load of what's going on? Do people sound stressed? Is someone commanding? That sort of thing. Could I make that roll?
That's not something that you would need to roll for. Okay. You listen to it, and it clearly sounds monotonous. Not quite robotic in a way, but it definitely sounds bureaucratic.
Kind of. Got it.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm thinking with my massive 30-pound computer or whatever we decided it is. I have a 5 in tech, and I a plus 3 in program and a plus 3 in calculate.
Wow.
So here's what I'm thinking I'm going to do is I'm just going to start plugging these numbers.
These phonetic sounds.
And these sounds into my, I'm going to plug them into a program and try to see if there's any pattern to the numbers and to the words.
This is something that your computer will automatically be able to do. I'm not even going to make you roll for this, given the skills that you have just presented to me.
Sweet.
But it's going to take time.
Okay.
It's something that with a 1986 computer, yes, that is not the size of a barn, it's going to take some time to run its processes on its, yes, tiny, what would it be, like 12
bits
K of RAM.
And it is, in fact, my iconic item, which does have a plus 2 bonus as well.
That's good. However, if you want to roll it, and if it's something that you actually like really want to put a roll into it, we can do that and add a little bit more flair. Otherwise, you can just wait until the story appropriate time says that your computer is done translating it.
What do y'all think?
We've got other things.
Roll it.
So I will allow you to roll this if you want to actually add a little bit of flair to it and maybe compress that time to sooner. Keep in mind, whenever you roll, there's going to be consequences if you fail. But you are using your iconic item. I mean,
so how many dice would this be?
Lots.
I've got a 5 in tech, yeah, a 3 in program, a 3 in calculate, and my iconic item gives me plus 2.
Well, we don't add program and calculate, so mm-hmm, we would add 5 in tech and then either the 3 in program. It would be program. You're writing a program, yeah, to process it.
Right.
So that would be 8 2. Dice.
And if you wanted, after you roll those 8 dice, you can then choose to involve your iconic item.
Oh.
If none 8? Of those 8 dice come up successes.
Do
and a success is a 6?
A 6, yeah.
Fuck yeah. I need 4 more D6s.
She goes to the bowl.
Hell yeah. 1, 2. Oh, God, I don't want to do math. 3.
And I did set those dice out, right? Okay, you got them. Good.
Yeah.
Just don't put them in that bowl.
No, they're not. They're hanging out right here.
Yeah.
Oh, here. One that has like some like radiation shit going on it. That's perfect.
Let's get a roll.
All right, here we go. Okay, I got 1, 6.
1, 6.
But you have ones.
Ones don't actually matter.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, they don't?
I don't think ones matter.
That's how I failed last time.
What?
A lot.
Well, because you didn't get a 6.
Let me make sure.
No, there were times when I had 6s, but I thought the 1s canceled them out. Forget.
Different, different free league system.
Redo.
No, hold on. Keep that dice roll.
Okay, I got it.
Don't
touch anything.
There was at least one roll when
hands where I can see them, Poppy.
A 6, but I had 1s as well. I like that.
That's a good... Too much.
If I remember, the reason that you took the condition was because you made multiple rolls and got no successes.
No. There was one roll where I did have a 6, but I had 1s as well.
Well, if so that happened, I apologize, okay, but 1s don't.
They don't cancel anything out. Okay.
Yeah.
I also play multiple games. Yeah. Therefore, yeah, I may have personally canceled them out thinking that I was doing something that I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
I apologize.
This is the problem of the modern 30s plus gamer. <I know. laughs> children reveled in the fact that we were able to get one book from the store. Yeah. Now I have 50. And
yeah, read them all. First world gamer, yes, problems.
Yeah. This is three systems and within 3 weeks that I'm.
Oh, I know your pain. Yeah.
Okay. So just to confirm, 6s. As opposed to other free league games, in this one, 1s don't matter. Okay. What matters is if you don't get any successes, or even if you do, you can choose to do what's called pushing. Okay. When you push the roll, you pick up any die that was not a success. And you roll them.
Ooh.
But you automatically take a condition. It doesn't matter with the ones. You just take a condition.
If you don't
succeed.
And it
has to fit the theme of the moment.
Okay.
My bad.
So,
anyway, you got 1 success.
I will.
Just 1.
Just 1, which means what exactly?
Which means it's essentially going to keep doing the same thing that I said it was going to. It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
It's set in motion. This is the kind of roll where you're going to want more than one success.
Yeah, I would happily re-roll these seven dice.
Well, first, before you do that,
yes,
you can bring in your iconic item.
I will do that, yes.
Your snappy laptop.
So that will give you two extra dice.
Two more dice.
Okay. I think it's your pet rat.
Oh, yeah.
Which hasn't been brought in, I think, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Comrade Sasha.
Is Comrade Sasha missing?
Comrade Sasha is, thankfully, an iconic item, which means it cannot be taken away.
Okay, so I'm going to add in two more.
Roll two more.
I'm going to not re-roll this six. I'm going to keep it. Yeah.
Yeah, just roll two dice. That's it. Just roll two dice.
I don't get to re-roll all of them?
Just roll two dice. You're bringing in your iconic item. Okay. Just roll two dice.
Just two of them. Okay.
Just two all extra right, dice.
Okay. All right. Three and a two.
Okay. Now, if you want, you can choose to push your roll. Mm-hmm. That would allow you to re-roll nine dice.
Yes.
But you will take a condition, and a condition will lower all of your dice pools until you get rid of that condition.
Okay. That's cool.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
You doing it?
I can solve any problem. Pride.
Now, if you've already used your pride. You used it last session in order to make that little girl happy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my drive is I like puzzles.
There you go.
So there we go.
It is a puzzle.
Working towards your drive is a good way to get XP.
So I can roll nine die right now. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I got one success, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
NPC.
Eight.
Can I help her with nine. This with my drive?
What is your drive?
My drive is drawn to anything different and strange.
No. And I'll tell you why. I don't normally like just board it out. No. But I remember during character creation, it was firmly established that none of you knew jack and shit about computers.
Mm.
I was more referring to the language.
That's already happened. Okay. She helped you with it. This is 100% a programming thing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here we go. So
come on, guys. Winnie. So come on, good. Winnie.
Blow on this for luck for me. There we go.
I don't know if you want that.
You didn't
Ooh,
get
I got
one,
a
did
six.
You?
Oh. I got two.
Sweet.
I got two sixes.
Nice.
Hells to the yes. So that's what, three total?
That is a total of three successes, which means that in this case, it's actually, you think you've written a pretty solid program.
Hell yeah,
for this.
I did.
You suspect it will be done probably in the next few hours.
Okay.
If you manage to come back here, you could probably get the results before before the tree lighting ceremony begins.
Question.
Yes.
Is there a place for me to plug my computer in?
Sure. Yeah.
Sweet 80s, it never was.
There's a solar panel.
The cabin has some kind of a power outlet or generator or something. Okay.
It's all clean.
So what's my condition?
That's a good question. What are the conditions?
My condition is
upset, scared, injured, exhausted.
I think maybe exhausted.
Exhausted.
Yeah, exhausted sounds. You like pretty much focused. Threw everything you had into that. Okay. So I'll give you exhausted.
Okay.
Yeah. You're really tired.
Where does this... Okay, exhausted. So now I'm at a minus one.
To mm-hmm. all dice pools.
Okay.
But here's a fun thing.
Fun fact.
How to resolve conditions is by hanging out with each other at your hideout.
Wait, your secret place.
Wah, wah.
I think that in order to get rid of that condition, somebody should be so impressed with my abilities that they should give me a little smooch on the cheek. And then that...
I 100% give you a smooch on the cheek.
Can all the oxytocin then resolve my condition?
Let me make sure.
That was brilliant.
I actually printed out cheat sheets that I found online.
You gave me like the European like double cheat, like double
which has
yes,
like yeah. the old conditions
on both yeah.
at the bottom.
I don't know if they do that in Russia or wherever, but
I'm Polish.
Okay. Healing conditions.
Yeah, sure.
Jesus.
Spend a scene
Russian?
With one of your
really.
Anchors. If you spend a scene with one of your anchors, you heal all conditions. If you spend a scene in the hideout with other kids taking care of each other, heal all conditions. And somebody can roll lead to heal one condition plus one per effect. On a failure, the leader gains the same condition.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to roll to go and cure Winifred of her condition. I'm going to give her a double kiss.
Do you on the cheeks. Are you trying to lead her with a kiss? That's what's happening here?
No, I'm just very excited that she did this, so I'm going to give her the double kiss.
Well, right now, here's how I will rule this. This condition has just been acquired in this scene.
Oh, okay.
This scene is still your group planning to go forward with whatever your search plans, I think you had like a 5-point
plan
with mapped out courses and individual circles and arrows on the back of each side kind of thing. The whole speaky squeaky thing was sort of a side tangent that it's taken us way out of bounds here.
Sorry.
Anyway, during this role and this active scene is when Winifred got that condition.
Okay.
So unless someone is going to be using lead to spur her forward, that might help. Otherwise, we would want to do a new scene where all of you are having a friendly powwow and
we'll do it later.
Would take time.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be exhausted for a little while. That's fine.
Yeah. There is a search that has to happen.
Yes. Now.
Tell me about it.
All right, crew. I've already gone and coordinated all of your mapping coordinates for the search for McNamara. So I hope you've taken good notes of all of your maps that I've given to you. And your speaky squeakies are all in hand to, I believe it was Channel 7, I believe, Winifred?
Great, yes, that sounds good. I can't remember, yes.
Great, that sounds excellent. So let's go and coordinate our maps and go on a search for McNamara before the tree lighting ceremony, because I do have to go be a part of that, I'm fortunate to say.
But this looks a lot like the 3-point shot break that Coach tried to line up last game.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, we lost.
Well, then don't lose. Do that, but better then. Are we good on these game plans or not? We have a dog to find.
So we're all splitting up. We're all doing our own quadrants.
Well, yes, that's why detailed maps.
And okay, then of course, overlapping.
There are overlapping points, which will meet each other at certain points. And in addition to that, too, we also have our speaky squeakies.
Correct.
Got it.
So we have our speaky squeakies where we can talk to each other back and forth because I made that happen. And should we have since I don't know if this is like a super secure channel because we're hearing all this like weird, I don't know what on there, but like the computer's figuring out.
We'll go to channel 15 and 3/8. You also hacked that as well, didn't you?
Well, but
that seems like a better channel to go to if that's the issue.
Should we have like a code word in case we find some really interesting like information that means that we should all come to the same place? Like, should we have some kind of...
Code word is strange.
Why is that strange?
Because McNamara.
What?
I'll be heading to my quadrant now, and I'll walk out the door and get on the bike before the nerds drive me insane.
Why is having a code word strange?
No, the code word is strange.
I know. Why does it have to be strange?
I actually jump on my board and I just hold on to your bike as you go into town.
Where's Zip and Ryan? They don't know what the code word is. The code word is strange.
I mean, they'll just wait for you to say something really strange, and then they'll just know that.
No, the word is strange.
I understand, but what's the word? I don't know. I'm going to go this way.
And we're going to call that scene.
Who's on first?
I think that'd be a really fun ongoing gag, as if Winifred's just really fucking literal.
Ryan has a BMX bike.
Yes.
And Zip has a skateboard.
And, correct. And Ryan is pedaling to town, trying to avoid rooster tailing Zip as she hangs on by the skateboard.
So what do Seth and Fred ride?
We could wait just like down the road for them. They'll catch up eventually.
Didn't somebody give me a ride on their bike?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I got a ride on your bike. I'm walking, I guess.
I guess I'm also walking.
And I don't have my computer with me anymore because it's plugged in at the cabin, so I am a little processing. Less encumbered, yeah. But I am exhausted.
I mean, Zip, if you want to try to talk Ryan into waiting for them down the road, it'll be easy, yeah. But you will have
I'll be
to.
Like, let's just wait at the bottom of the hill. Like, they'll get here eventually.
Okay, rather than playing out each of your scenes as you're going around through the town here, we're going to turn this into a few roles
to make it
a little simpler.
Sweet. Okay, let's get social.
Yeah. Because
that's all I've got.
No. Unfortunately, I don't think this is going to be a social check.
Let's get sociable. Sociable. What?
Sorry, I just looked at the back of Navita's character sheet, which is just full
of
pictures.
Which is epic.
It's so good.
This?
No, it's so good.
Oh, dude.
Hold on.
Dude.
Love it.
Navita always gets into the best character build-up prop things. They're wonderful.
So good.
Yeah.
I was considering bringing a basketball, but I thought that was a little much.
No, I brought a mini skateboard.
No. Oh my God, she did.
Rail grind.
That's amazing. Oh my God, is that a fingerboard?
Yep. Ollie, kickflip.
This is happening.
That's adorable. I don't know, but do we have like a minifig we could put on that?
We could find one later.
We could let's make some rolls here.
Oh, my God.
What we're going to do is highlight something called the extended trouble system. Sometimes, at a crucial moment, trouble can be so climactic that the kids have to come up with a plan and work together. In this case, we're going to be making a few rolls, and your whole group together wants to get a total number of successes. Now, first, we set the threat level here. You know, I don't think the threat's going to be pretty high on this one, because right now you're just basically going out, canvassing the town, mm-hmm. looking for clues, and you're going to meet back up somewhere.
Yes.
Sounds like a basic plan. There's four of you. We're going to set the threat level at 6. You want to get a total of 6 successes together. You've already made a plan, so that's good, because that's the next step. The what's at stake is you're trying to find leads on McNamara.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you fail, then you have nothing. And you are back where you started with no information and a lot of wasted time.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to play through the scenes real quick here. Each kid gets a scene to act and rolls their chosen skill. So first, you need to name which skills you're going to use on this search quest. And Navita, you look like you have one ready to go.
Yeah, I am actually going to talk to people and ask if they've seen particularly McNamara, but any of the animals that we might have heard of, even though they're not our primary objective. So I will use either mind empathize or heart charm, depending on, well, mind empathize is way higher.
Okay, there we go.
Not way higher, actually. Let's see. No, I lie. Heart charm is higher.
It's up to you.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure. I'm charming people to give them to give me information.
Okay.
And maybe money.
Seth, you looked like you had one ready
money.
To go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go and use mind and investigate.
Okay. Poppy?
I have a 4 in body and a +1 in sneak. So I'm going to assume that the dog is scared. And instead of chasing it, I'm going to try to sneak up on it. I'm going to try to go very carefully and quietly and stealthily through the woods to try to find it.
Okay. And Ryan?
Ryan is going to use his focus item of the BMX bike plus his great skill in move to cover the area twice.
Ooh,
nice.
On your rad BMX bike.
So
might be some grinding going on.
So quick. I'm sorry. I suck at dice. And so my body is a 4. And my sneak is a +1. Does that mean I roll 5?
You will have a 5 dice pool.
I will have 5 d6s.
Yeah. Don't roll the nobody roll yet.
No. I'm just hanging out. But I'm also exhausted.
Mm-hmm. So you'll lose one.
-1.
I'll lose 1. Okay.
So we're going to start over here with Zip. Mm-hmm. Zip, you skateboard in the town. You get a nice good launch as Ryan cuts off another direction.
Give me a little crack the whip.
you go soaring down a hill, rolling over the pavement. The nice, warm, thermally heated pavement.
Oh, nice. So it's not icy.
Yeah. one of the benefits of this town. And you start slipping around through town. You pull up. Where are you heading first?
I'm going to go towards probably the tree lighting ceremony area and work my way out.
There's still a few hours to that, but right. people will be setting up. But I mean, the tree's already there. It's been there for a couple of days. But
I know that there will be a crowd there starting to gather, and people might be shopping. The shops downtown might be open a little later. You know, carolers might be starting to get to, whatever. Anyway, people will be there, and so I'll start there.
Okay. There are shoppers. There are not quite any carolers yet, but there are a lot of teens, middle schoolers, but definitely a lot of teenagers because they got out early as well. So they're kind of milling around. There's the arcade. There's all the weird places that the teenagers hang out. They're
behind the pizza place.
Kind of annoying some of the older people because that's what teens do. There are people as well at the tree finishing up decorating it in order, you know, doing last minute kind of, oh, crap, we should have finished this 2 days ago stuff.
Right.
And there's a lot of volunteers there as well. And a good number of people kind of milling about. A number of the volunteers are parents and some of their kids are sitting around very bored.
Okay.
It's you pull up on your skateboard. There's a bunch of kids a little bit younger than you kind of milling about with nothing to do.
Okay. Basically, I'm just going to walk up and ask them if they've seen McNamara. And I'm guessing we have posters of some kind, or I can give a description.
I want you to describe to me your roll up and question to them.
It's the mayor's dog. Everyone knows what the mayor's dog looks like.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a bunch of kids, I'm just going to skate up and, you know, tail stop and basically be like, hey guys, so I'm looking for my dog, my dog's friend. I'm looking for my friend's dog. I'm looking for my dog's friend. Have you seen him? And he's, you know, and it's the mayor's dog. And I don't know who the kids that are there, maybe if they're friends or people that I know, great. If they're not, I'll just play it off and go to the next group.
All right, let's make that roll.
I'm not feeling particularly charming tonight. I apologize.
You look charming.
Okay.
Are there no successes?
No, I have one success.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I mean, if I look super cool in my leather jacket, I could roll two more.
I mean, you do look super cool in your leather jacket.
Yeah, these kids are a little bit younger than you, and you are using charm, so...
You're really cool.
You are really cool.
You're so cool.
I'll say that this is a moment where the cool leather jacket could come into play.
Yes.
Nice. One more six.
One more six. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
You ask him about the dog, and one of them mentions that, oh, yeah, he has seen a dog like that. He saw it yesterday. It looked like it was running off into the woods.
Into the woods?
Yeah.
About what time?
Would have been the evening, right before dawn. Or dawn, right before dusk.
Right before dark.
Yeah, or sundown.
Okay.
That's the word I like.
Well, yeah, thank you so much. And I give him a ticket to the talent show. There you go, buddy.
Are you playing?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, what's your band?
Well,
MK Ultraviolence.
Yes.
But maybe you don't quite remember and you're like,
you know,
22 Ultraviolet?
You'll hear about us. Let's put it that way. You will hear about us.
Really hope to.
Yeah.
You're the coolest.
Thank you, man. High five.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she gave you a high five.
And then I'm going to go and I'm going to ask some other people.
You got to go and hang out with Zip for a second. That's so fucking cool.
All right. So that's two successes towards your six.
Right.
We're going to move next to Seth.
Yes.
Tell me about your plan here.
My plan using mine and investigate is to go and, again, I've already made a very detailed coordinated map. I'm going to go and plot out all the coordinates I think that my dog could go to, given the fact that he has not been able to go and eat for a day, so it might be a little bit slow with those with the food things, and so I'm going to do a very coordinated like just search. It is just purely search and
plotting and
point by point. Yeah, plot one from the other. That's what I'm doing.
Tell me about some of those spots.
So, again, I have made a coordinated thing around my house. So there's like the park behind the house. There's also, you know, like there's the pet store too, because we would take McNamara there fairly often. So that's part of the coordinates as well. Like he might want to go there. There's several parks that we take him to, in addition to the most prominent places of city officials that we go and take him to when we go and visit them as well. So those are the main plots I'm going to, because that's where he is most familiar with.
So his favorite pissing spots.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'll have you go ahead.
The fire hydrants.
Go ahead and roll
checking his pee mail.
Your dice. This is investigate?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Checking his pee mail. Yeah.
You've got pee mail. Holy shit. Oh, no.
Ooh.
Hey.
Are there any successes?
Does such
a whole lot of ones.
Good thing ones don't matter in this game.
Does Sasha know what he smells like, and could she be a tracking rat?
Oh, Comrade Sasha? Absolutely. Yeah. Good call. I'm going to invoke Comrade Sasha on this.
Okay. If you invoke your pet or your
iconic item,
you get two more dice.
No. Oh, man.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well,
I am picturing your character.
The rat's like, fuck that dog.
The rat runs to a garbage.
I'm glad that dog is gone.
The rat runs to a dumpster and checks in the dumpster because it smells fresh chicken bones. And while you're looking in the dumpster, the dog like walks down the street block away.
Wow.
Scooby-Doo.
Like, how many ones was that, Xander?
A lot.
A whole shit ton of ones.
I counted at least four.
Five and six now.
God damn it.
Well, would you like to push this roll? If you do, you'll roll all of the dice, including the extra two.
Never mind.
Yes, I'm going to push it because I love McNamara.
Okay, we'll figure out your condition in a moment, but let's have you roll first.
This is with all the extras right here.
Is the condition frantic available?
That'd be a good one. Ooh.
I got one success.
Hey, that's better than none. Three out of six.
Your telling moment of this investigation comes when you go to the dog park, and the dog park is mostly empty of people with pets. There are a couple of there's an older couple out there that has their Bichon Frise that is kind of running it around in a circle, but it clearly does not want to be out here in the goddamn cold.
Yeah.
But all around the dog park, the signposts, the street lamps and all that, there are tacked up posters for missing pets.
Interesting. And there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
Like you actually way see more than normal.
Off on one side, there are some teenagers kind of ripping a couple of them down and laughing about it.
Can I yell at them?
You actually get the condition afraid. Because your dog is one of many that is gone, and something's going on, and he might never come back.
Can I confront these kids? I don't care.
Sure. Okay. What do you do?
I go up to them and I yell at them for taking down these posters because these are people's.
What do you think you're doing? These are people's pets, their friends, their best friends, and you're just tearing down these posts like they mean nothing. What is wrong with you?
One of them just walks over, and he's like twice your size, pushes you down into the ground. You land into a little bit of the mud, spits to your side, shut up, nerd, and walks away.
No, and I go after him.
Well, no, you got the condition afraid.
Oh, okay.
This is how it's happening here.
Got it.
You are afraid of this moment. It has rattled you. You're scared. Okay, but you still got a success. So that is now three of the six that are needed. Ryan, we're on to you.
Yeah.
I'm on to you, Ryan.
Ryan.
Wow, that's playing some dark fears for Ryan. Uh-oh, there. I mean, Ryan spends his entire life trying to pass.
And remember, if you play to your fears, you get XP. So
yeah, no. In this particular instance, though, Ryan is going to go on the difficult back routes. He's going to be traveling as far and as fast as possible, using his BMX bike. Using his drive, I'm in it for the thrill. So, you know, like all of the hard paths, all the dog runs, all the narrow alleyways, all of the cutting between the fences that might be just too narrow for a BMX bike to fit between, you know, but perfect for a German Shepherd.
Okay, I got it. I'll have you roll.
So that is 4 for my body, 3 for my move. I get 2 for the iconic object, right?
Two for the object. Yeah.
And do I get anything for playing off my drive?
No.
Okay.
Drive is more of an XP XP generator.
I'm gonna
that's right.
I'm gonna try to cover this area as fast as possible so I can cover it twice because dogs travel around, and just because I was here now, if I come back like a couple minutes later, so covering the area that his character assigned me in detail by coming through it twice.
So much detail.
I also am rolling terribly. Not as many ones as Xander, but I got 1 6.
I think you guys should try a different set of dice.
Those dice are fine. This is the official dice. They're fine.
We should just put those dice in our tits.
Yeah, put them in Navita's bra.
That's a lot of dice.
Yeah.
If you will, Jacob.
I have very big boobies.
So, Jacob, that's 1 success, which will count towards
the group. Them in the brassiere.
Oh. It's up to you if you want to put those dice in the boobs.
But we are putting those dice in the timeout place.
Okay.
Well, anyway, you have gotten 1 success.
It. Yes.
That's now 4 out of 6 that are needed by the group. Do you wish to push it?
I am not going to push it.
All right. This success.
Why do you hate my dog?
What this manifests as. You're cutting through a field that, as it turns out, you probably wouldn't have initially gone through this field because it wasn't on the route, but it connected 2 legs of the route, which made no sense to you. Mm-hmm. And only someone who has only looked at maps of the area and doesn't know the area would have made that connect, would have not chosen this shortcut that you know.
Besides, a field in the middle of December in Klamath Falls is snowy and icy, and that's difficult, and so I'm there.
Also footprints.
Paw prints.
You hear a little bit of barking, and you race towards it. But as you get closer, you realize it's different barks. There's multiple dogs barking, and when you get closer, they scatter. But none of them look like a German Shepherd. They all look a little bit mongrelly, actually.
But they were like masked up.
They were in a group, and you get closer to where they were gathered, and you find out in the middle of this field, kind of hidden so that it would not be seen from anybody passing on the nearby road, is a large trap that is. Looks like someone built this trap to catch stray dogs.
Ooh, cool.
Looks like uncool. Half buried. It looks half buried in the ground, and there's a fresh piece of meat thrown there that the dogs were trying to get at. If they had, it would have caught them. It wouldn't have killed them, but it would have caught one.
So this is a live trap, not like a maiming trap or a killing trap.
Not a maiming trap or a killing trap. It's a catch-em trap.
Yeah, someone's going to get hurt if the...
Yeah.
Right.
Get in it, Brian.
Okay, and finally... Do you do anything with it? Do you leave it?
Oh, no. I am taking the meat and throwing it off and using a long stick to set off the trap.
Yeah. Okay. Disable it.
Well, you throw the meat off. There's some very thankful dogs that are now fighting over the meat. And the trap is disabled.
Cool. Stuff like that, you know. No.
All right, Winifred.
Yes.
And what were you doing? Remind me.
I am sneaking. I am using my body.
You're creeping through town.
I'm creeping through the. I thought I was going through the woods.
Oh, you're creeping through the woods.
I'm creeping through the woods. Okay. Yeah. Because part of the search pattern is the woods, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Part of your map is the woods. Part of it is the town.
Yeah, I'm creeping through the woods.
I was very specific.
I understand, yes. And I follow those directions very literally. I understand that you're not supposed to chase a dog. You're supposed to approach it very quietly and gently. I'm assuming this dog is scared. So I'm trying to proceed.
McNamara is scared of nothing.
Well, but in this situation, he might be out of his element. He might be scared. He might be hungry. So I'm going to try to not alarm him. You know, I don't want him to think I'm a threat. So I'm going to try to very quietly and stealthily move through the forest to try to find this dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Roll it.
I am exhausted, so I'm only rolling 4.
You only have 4?
Yeah. I should have 5, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Every condition lowers your maximum dice pool by 1.
I have 1-6.
1-6?
Yes.
Is short of the 6 needed.
But you have luck.
I do?
If you spend a point of luck, you will buy an extra success.
Luck.
Where is my luck?
Right there.
As the 12-year-old, you have more luck than anyone else in the group.
That's right. Yeah, I'll use some luck.
And just one more success, I believe, puts us in the 6 that
that's we need. Exactly what you need.
Yeah, yeah. I will use some luck. So I just have to erase one of those.
Yeah, or circle it or something saying that you've spent it, somehow indicate that.
Okay. Yep. Luck. Sneaky luck.
Sneaky luck.
I may be exhausted, but I'm not carrying my 28-pound computer, so I'm a lot more nimble.
Like a sprite.
Yes. I'm a tiny little 12-year-old thing. Tiny, tiny, tiny little girl.
I know. We've seen your picture.
Yeah. Right.
With huge shoulder muscles for some reason. Yeah. She's like, can row.
She opens all the jars.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The grip strength.
Yeah. They give all the jars to Winnie to open.
Okay.
Here's some pickles. Help me with this.
Peanut butter.
I open your Coke cans because you don't want to break your nails.
Yeah.
All right.
She's a bassist. So.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She could play slap bass, but
that's not good enough for Zip.
You're creeping through the woods. You get in the zone and you kind of lose yourself in the forest. You know, you're into the whole Lord of the Rings thing.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like you're creeping around like an elf or a hobbit through the forest, and you're moving like you think they would. And you've got this whole, you're imagining all around you.
I'm a Lothlorien elf for sure.
Yeah. These massive redwood trees and whatever. Really, you're just moving through the southern Oregon. But
massive redwood trees.
not quite.
Lots of pines. There are some redwoods,
but
coastal.
You don't realize how far you've gone until you see up ahead is a hunter's a hunter's cabin, a log cabin, and you recognize the style of it. Not necessarily the cabin itself, but the style of this cabin is one that is very common in a certain area up around the lake. You've kind of gone a long way here. There's a lot of these cabins out here. Your family frequently comes to one.
So I'm near the family cabin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a good number of them out here. They're all quite separated, but there were a lot that were built out here during an era.
Okay.
During a period of time. But you do find dog tracks. Big dog tracks. Not like monster dog tracks, but there are dog tracks that you follow around and they lead you to this cabin.
Okay.
And you start to think, oh, I wonder if the dog is here. There doesn't look like anyone is at this cabin. No lights, no smells, no sounds initially. But as you get closer, aiming to peek inside a window, you hear a clanking that picks up, and it sounds like a heavy metal skittering. And you turn and you look and you see out in the woods is some kind of a spider-shaped figure about as big as a Volkswagen. A small light turns on it, shines right at you, and it's red and it's pulsing. What do you do?
Shelob!
Do you stay or do you go?
Do I stay or do I go now?
Do I stay or do I go now?
It's up. Since this is a... this is sort of a... The extended challenge is set up as a sort of a montage series of scenes here. Mm-hmm. You can easily just say, I run away and we'll move on. You've got all the successes you need. It's up to you.
I think I'm going to hold my ground. And I'm going to say, where's McNamara, you bastard?
God bless.
A few moments later, the light pulses again. And then in less than a heartbeat, it's gone. It skitters off into the woods. Quicker than anything you've ever seen move. As it leaves, you hear this sound kind of fading away. What do you do? Do you head back? This is probably something you want to get your friends to help you with.
Yeah, I am going to. So, okay, let me ask you this. What direction do the dog tracks go in?
They actually kind of linger around the shack.
Okay, so they don't seem to go anywhere.
They don't really seem to have a direction.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna get on the radio because it's been an open channel and I don't know who's heard what.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get on and say strange, 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 strange.
Wee-oo, wee-oo. Yeah.
This message is coming in right around the end of all of your things.
Strange, yeah. Strange, 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 strange.
Winifred, is that you?
Yes.
What is going on?
There, cabin,
location. I'll be right there.
What's the lake name? Do we have a name for the lake?
Klamath Lake.
Klamath Lake.
Holy crap.
Cabin, dog tracks, giant robot spider,
What?
Help.
What?
Help! Help!
How about you back?
Winifred, are you sane?
Out of the woods.
I'm gonna go in cabin cause need to pee. Please help.
What road?
4025. I don't.
Forest Road 425. Got it.
There, yeah.
Heard. We'll be right there. Winifred, stay strong. Stay strong. Gonna, we'll be right there.
I'm gonna try to break into this cabin and
no. You
go vomit. No.
Wait for reinforcements. Oh God, Winifred, are you still there? Winifred,
somebody please bring me a candy bar. Need calories and dopamine.
What?
Am exhausted. Need carbs. Help.
Is there
okay, so here's the deal. This cabin is out there. You're not quite sure how she got there in the span of time unless she was just like laser focused on walking that direction. With a bicycle, you could probably get there in about 20 minutes.
If I roll, can I do better?
You could. Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you want.
If I can move it.
It's going to take you a while to get out there. It's going to be tough.
I mean, I'll walk
with
Seth, basically. And I will tell you that I also heard from someone that they saw McNamara last night.
Have you considered Grand Theft Bicycle?
We might have to. Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
No, I don't want Grand Theft Bicycle. I'm really excited about walking next to Zip for like a half hour.
Oh, there you go.
Let's get this dice roll going on here. What do you got?
Oh, I forgot my iconic item because it is my BMX.
It is your
bike.
BMX.
Only one.
That only one success. That is enough useful. Because I wasn't going to make you roll to get there, but you did roll. You'll get there in 10 minutes.
Excellent.
If you want, you can push it. You can push it if you want.
No.
That means you're going to get a condition.
That's fine.
Is there an exhausted? I don't remember the conditions.
Yes, there is an exhausted.
I believe your condition will be exhausted.
If you fail, don't fail.
You could also pull a muscle and get injured. Eight.
Oh, coach would kill me.
Plus, we're not sure if your family has health insurance right now.
That'd be two.
Two more?
Nice.
Two
more. Yes.
All right, total of three successes. Yeah, you get there in about 5 minutes. You just like...
Whoa. How the hell?
Push it. Yeah.
Because he seeks the thrill, he knows all the paths. Yeah.
Again, I'm fine just walking next to Zip the entire time. I'm just elated to do this in a very leisurely manner. I'm like, no, our stroll is at a good pace.
I'm detecting.
Yeah, I'm good. We're fine. We're chatting. I mean, obviously we want to get there, but yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's like the most awkward small talk that a 13-year-old can muster.
So I'm burning rubber to get to Fred's side, and young Lita Ford and the Eastern European version of Adam Ant are going on a stroll.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Lita Ford is a style icon.
100%.
Yes. I mean, like when you, it didn't click until you showed me that picture, and I'm like, well, it's a young Lita Ford.
The two people I was trying to think of when you guys asked about her hair were Vince Neil and Lita Ford, but I kept putting their names together and going, Vince Ford? No, that's not a person.
Navita, as a side note, you had mentioned in a chat that you wanted to take a point of lead.
Correct.
Do you want to do that?
Yes. Do you...
We can retroactively make that change.
Yeah.
Because I know Rasmus had it, and we're not sure if Rasmus will make it
correct
for this adventure.
Right. Yeah. So the question is, and the other question was, I had two XP.
Yeah.
I don't know when XP gets spent, but
generally at the end of an adventure.
Okay. Because I got two before we even started. And I was thinking maybe I could.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe I could. In fact, you said you would give us like extra for coming up with. Anyway, I'm a suck up.
I do give XP for character props. It's a thing.
But anyway, either I can move a point. I can only get one in lead because it's not one of my specialties. But still, I would have six dice.
If you put one in lead, it would allow you to potentially heal.
While we're hanging out.
While you're walking, yeah.
And that is just a straight roll of those two, and that's it.
Yeah,
I would heal one condition, one plus one per bonus effect.
Okay, if you would like to lead, you can go for it.
Okay.
During this time that Seth and Tiffany, Zip? I keep wanting to say Tiffany.
You better Zip. Not.
She will cut you.
Stop myself.
Then fighting words.
So tell me how you do it. What's your approach to this?
Well, I think what I would get him to focus on something other than this search. I mean, obviously this is heavy pressing on his mind, but if we can just chat about like lyrics to his song or like the new bits and pieces he's put on the theremin or something else that, you know.
Have you been inspired to write a song about McNamara?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Sorry.
That would be strange.
Sorry. But maybe I could ask him if he's inspired to write a song about McNamara.
Hold on a second. So
yes, and
everybody else who has their
yes, and
their speaky squeakies hears Seth say something that something is strange. So apparently Seth is also in trouble.
Oh no.
Anyway. Seth said the secret word.
Seth, secret what word.
That would be strange.
No, I'm absolutely nothing. Actually, we're just talking with Zip. Just talking with Zip. With everything's fine.
Can you get here, please?
I'm working on a very post haste.
We're picking up the pace.
Please go and keep us.
All right, Zip. Go ahead and make your roll.
Okay.
That works for me.
Nice. Three successes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. Tell me how awesome this is.
So not only do we talk through this, but we do come up with a song about McNamara, We start to hammer out a good like bass line, some lyrics.
It's called Viet Cong. It's great.
Yeah. The general comes down in the chopper. Like
there are bonus effects here. So if you have a condition, you also get, you could also heal it here, but I don't think you do.
I just got rid of it.
Yeah. But your condition is now gone. You are uplifted by this.
Oh, I absolutely am. I am more turned on than it was before, which is really kind of unsettling to me.
Poppy?
I'm like, I'm feeling this.
McNamara, you survived the terror of the night.
Oh, that's a teenage lyric construction if I've ever seen.
Woo, I'm going to write it down.
Which means all of you think it's great. So anyway, back to your group here. Winifred, how are you spending the next 5 minutes?
I'm like a little freaked out. But I'm trying to maintain my composure, and I'm really tired, and I really have to pee. So I'm trying to convey to Ryan that I want to try to get inside this cabin, and that we should look for the key because all these rich folks just leave their like keys like out somewhere, like under the mat or under a rock or in a hide a rock or
anytime Ryan responds to you,
rock.
It's you hear him like yelling at you over the sounds of furious pedaling. He hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, okay.
What are you saying to her, Ryan?
Are you okay? Are you okay? Where is it? Where is it?
I went north by northwest in the
I love that movie.
About 30 kilometers an hour.
But
and must get into cabin cause need to
picks up a BMX bike, smashes window.
No, you haven't gotten there yet. All of this is happening over the last five minutes here. I'm trying to catch up here.
Yep.
Maybe you can prevent her from doing something weird, but...
No, I'm trying to find the front door so I can look under the mat because there's probably a key there.
Get outside. Get outside.
I'm going to go hide.
Look for an outhouse.
Bushes in the... Gross.
What do you mean gross?
Outhouses are gross. I'm not going in there. I'm going inside where there's like toilet paper.
Ryan reevaluates his entire opinion.
Oh, no. Just pee in the bushes. All right, Fred. Do it.
Yes.
This is going to be, I'm going to have you roll for this.
Yay!
Here. I want you to roll your body.
My body. It's a 4.
Roll it by itself.
Oh, girl, you're at least an 8. You're at least an 8.
I know. It's great. You're only going to roll 3 dice.
I think. Thank you, Xander. I've been told my breasts are perfect. Me, not the 12-year-old. That's fucking weird. Perverts.
Like, you left it hanging, much like...
Well, no, never mind. Nope. Just...
Give yourself an XP for that.
Woman. Damn it. I'm not talking about the 12-year-old. They'll take that XP, though.
The look on NPC's face was priceless.
Okay, roll those
three
dice.
All right, roll like the 3 dice. Here we go. I got a 6.
Nicely done.
You can hold it if you want. That's what I'm saying.
She knows when to hold them.
You can hold it if you want.
Know when to fold them.
Oh, we're breaking into this cabin.
Know when to walk away.
Okay. Yeah. You going to go check the door?
Yeah.
Know when to run.
Walk up.
Yeah.
You never can.
Jiggle the doorknob.
Right.
And the doorknob turns.
Sweet.
And the door opens inward.
Sweet.
No.
Really quickly.
Okay.
Ooh.
Outside of your volition.
Okay.
Ooh.
Stepping out of the door frame from the darkness beyond is a large Sasquatch-shaped figure.
In the cabin?
Stepping out of the cabin. Looming above you is a large Sasquatch-shaped figure holding something long with both hands.
Excellent. This is a game of cryptids versus robots.
It's either a club or a gun, and it's looming over you. And Ryan, you pull up at right that moment. You see it. There is a flash of heat lightning where you see this man-shaped beast of a person stepping out. It looks like he has a gun, and that's what we're going to call it.
Oh!
You bastard!
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. I had such a cute thing to say.
Save it. Save it for next time.
I'll try to remember it.
This is what you have to say.
Oh, well, once again, you've been listening here to Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Wow.
This has been our second episode of our ongoing Tales from the Loop actual play recording. As usual, I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
Poppy Beaujolais.
And Navita.
And we're really enjoying doing this.
Yeah.
So if you are listening to this and you like what you hear, please let us know. Mm-hmm. Now, listeners, you've probably heard most of us very frequently, but Navita, mm-hmm. if people want to hear you outside of this podcast, how can they do that?
I have my own podcast with a friend of mine, Shannon, where we cover a series of YA novels by Maggie Stiefvater called The Raven Cycle, and it's Raven Girls, R-A-V-I-N, Raven.
Excellent. Yeah, and we'll have links to that in the show notes. We thank you for listening to us. Check us out on Patreon if you want to help us pay the bills.
Yeah.
Join our Discord server if you want to chat with us about all kind of weird-ass things.
And we will chat with you. Yeah. Like,
yes.
Like, we are all frequently on there.
Yes.
Sometimes yeah. we just chat with each other. But if you want to join that, you should go on the Discord and we'll chat with you.
Yeah. We love to hear from our fans. We love interacting with y'all. So come join us.
Looking at you, Brendan.
Hi, Brandon.
Looking at you, Greg.
Thanks again for listening, and we'll see
Greg.
You next time.
Greg?
Yeah. Yes, Greg.
Greg.
Greg. Thanks, Greg.
No, thanks, Greg.
We gotta do our outro.
We gotta do our outro.
Okay. Well, sure, why not?
Keep it shiny side up.
Always tip your bartender.
Always roll crits.
And always drink responsibly.
Wow!
Thanks for joining us, friend.